It's the middle of the week, and I'm sure many are already in automatic work mode. So it's time to shake up the internet airwaves once again with hard sounds and grinding music only from Champion FM Radio and Great Anointed Styles. Welcome everyone to another Thursday Hard Music Broadcast with me, DJ ELC. And today, we're turning up the volume and blasting the sounds and rocking those internet connections right here. But first, it's our daily word and something I want to share that's really got me concerned. I'm feeling a bit appalled and a touch perplexed. And it first started with a sermon that I attended recently. The pastor went on to mention that most of his colleagues were down with COVID and that the rest of his full-time workers were working hard for the church. And you know, I admit, I appreciated that very much. But what he said after that was deeply shocking. He went on to say, and I quote the first part, "I don't want to touch wood." And then he mentioned something to the extent that he hoped nothing happened to the rest of the team. Touch wood? Well, a chat with a friend who was a church leader was of no help. He sort of defended the pastor by saying that he didn't mean it, and it was done in jest, jokingly, or that the pastor mentioned it because it was the phrase that people regularly or commonly used. Well, a search of the phrase touch wood, and you can find that it's steeped in paganism where people believe that spirits enter trees, and by touching tree trunks, they believe that they would not lose any of their luck. Wow. In my view, as a leader or a teacher, one is held more accountable in what we say and share over any platform, and that includes me. Thus, for me personally, I am very careful with what I say and share. And if it's a maybe, then I will not share it over my platform. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 28 tells us this: "Good people think before they answer, but the wicked do not, and what they say causes trouble." I did not say this, it's from the Word. It's a classic: think before you speak. The book of James in chapter 3 also describes the tongue in rather interesting ways. Our tongue makes or breaks us. What we say paints us in a positive or negative light. We could put on all the makeup or dazzle with the clothes we wear, but whatever we say, that brands us. Thus, to me, even if that was meant to be a joke, it was a wrong joke. I would even say an unclean one, because it brought in roots of paganism. Another area that concerned me was selecting some of the music. Not only that, but reading up on some of the artists' bios and backgrounds. You know, church, it's becoming increasingly difficult to select the right and proper music to play on radio. Some of our criteria includes good and theologically sound lyrics, good lifestyles, and role models. But I've spotted the trend where some music from Christian artists have the E label against their songs, the E being explicit lyrics. Some because it's too turn or burn direct lyrics. But sadly, most others carry vulgarities. Someone told me that he felt cool about it because when he was struggling as a believer, he could identify with those straight-shooting and flowery words. But you know, to me, it's this. And without passing judgment, sin covets sin, and death longs for death. It's as simple as that. So my question to all of us is this. Are you really a Christian when nothing has changed in your life? Perhaps you go to an institution called church, or have a bigger group of friends now called Christians. But you know, that doesn't make you a believer. So, tell me, what does? Really, what does? I'll leave you with that thought today. I am DJ ELT, welcoming you to another wholesome edition of our Christian Hard Rock Music program on Thursday. And we begin our show with the band Daygraves, and off their 2021 album Nocturnes, here is This Broken Body. We'll be right back.
This is Champion FM, and it's all about him.
We just heard from progressive metal band Spirit Breaker and the title track Kuranata from 2021. Before that, we played Lithuanian band A Secret Ending and the melodic death track Spit on My Grave from 2021. We've got more hard music coming up right after these messages.
It's our brand new Listen Through the Bible in a Year series, right here on Champion FM Radio, beginning from August 2022 until July 2023, where we devote ourselves to God's holy word. Join us as we seek to understand and learn from the good book. It's all here on Asia's premier Christian radio station.
Jesus taught us using parables across the four Gospels. Which parable, in your opinion, is your favorite, and tell us why? It's Champion FM Radio's question of the month, all this May. So, go to our website at www.championfmmusic.com and share with us the parable that has inspired you the most. We will be sharing all the best contributions on our podcast shows at the end of the month. We wait to hear from you.
It's game time on Champion FM Radio, where you can challenge friends and other people globally to see if you come up tops in our Kahoot quizzes. Go to our website and play the game right now and see if you're the world champion. Here is Whom I Serve will see us through the single from 2020.
We'll be right back. the darkness falls, when the nations dissolve, we will rise as one, standing tall. Faith like a shield, love like a fire, the church unites on the front line. We bear a name that we won't deny, under command of the Most High.
Sing it away, sing it away.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And from Nathan Wagner, that was a soundtrack of sorts incorporating metal sounds with industrial, programming and rock with great vocals to boast. We heard his latest single, Anger. Of the 2022 album, No Surrender, that was a hard rock band, Behold the Beloved, with Trenches, a band that I purposefully listen to when I want to listen to the hard stuff. In keeping with today's devotional theme, we have Alan Parr with How to Tame Your Tongue as our video of the day. Alan continues to emphasize and expound on James chapter 3 and shares why it's so crucial to hold your tongue. To watch this, go to our website and to our inspirational page right after this broadcast. Welcome back to our hard rocking show right here on Champion FM Radio. And out of Finland, this is Inborn Tendency with Sacrifice. Yeah!
See. my last resort. I really don't care. This is too good to miss. This taste of heaven. I will break through the mold. I will ascend.
We'll be right back.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
You know, I really love the styles of progressive metal, and Symphony of Heaven is one example why I do enjoy it so much. That was the song Dead Winter Fields from 2021. Before that, we heard from Paradigms and a metal ballad entitled My Sweet Departure.
On Champion FM Radio, we play every genre of Christian music that you want, from the billboards to the classics, rock to pop, instrumentals and praise and worship. It's all here on Asia's premier music station. Download our app from the Android and Apple stores or visit us on our website at www.championfmmusic.com. Join the family right now.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
Well, it's almost time to depart, but I'll leave you with this thought. What does your tongue say about you? What kind of arrows slip out of your mouth? Next time, be conscious when you say something. It could be a matter of life and death, literally. I'm DJ ELC, signing off and saying God bless you and be the blessing to everyone around you.
This is Champion FM, and it's all about him.
And it's...